Org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny this afternoon, we do have a chance of sprinkles, near steady temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. Highs in the upper 60s tomorrow with a 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. There's a 30% chance of rain tomorrow evening with lows in the lower 40s. It's 66 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
80% of public radio listeners have a more positive opinion of a company when it sponsors a public radio station. Become a KPR sponsor today by contacting Jake Jacobson at 785-864-8014.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming up. A lot of action over at the State House today. We'll tell you all about that. We'll get national and international news as well. Then, when a jury spared the life of the Parkland, Florida school shooter, many, many people were outraged.
Even some of the jurors came out and said, we voted for the death penalty, and there were just three jurors that sort of derailed that and led to this life in prison outcome.
Now the state of Florida has passed a law to make it easier to impose the death penalty. A full report coming up on KPR. We once again want to thank everyone involved with the Kansas Public Radio Campaign for Excellence. It finished up last week with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. Thanks to all the listener members for everything you do to support KPR. Now, if you meant to make a pledge but you didn't get around to it, guess what? You can still do that. Become a member of KPR at kansaspublicradio.org. And once again, thanks to everyone who was involved with our latest pledge drive. Lows in the mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain in the morning, 60% chance of rain, and a chance of storms in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the upper 60s with temperatures falling through the afternoon. 40% chance of rain and a slight chance of storms tomorrow evening. Lows in the lower 40s. 68 degrees in Topeka, 61 in Abilene, 67 in Atchison. The time is 20 minutes past 3. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tomorrow with Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Tom Parkinson. News headlines are coming up next. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain in the morning. Better chance of rain in the afternoon. Slight chance of storms. 60% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 60s. Temperatures falling a bit in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, a 40% chance of rain with a low in the lower 40s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:30.
He expects to beat analyst estimates again because spring and summer bookings are strong, and the company has improved reliability. A cloud in American sky may be union negotiations. Pilots want a contract by summer and just conducted a strike authorization vote among its members. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A law barring transgender women from women's bathrooms, locker rooms, prisons, and domestic violence shelters will become law in Kansas. Rose Conlon reports.
Kansas Republicans overrode Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto to pass the sweeping measure, which will also bar transgender people from changing their sex on driver's licenses and other documents. Proponents say it'll keep biological women safer in public spaces, but it came amid fierce opposition from Democrats like Representative Brandon Woodard.
This has been deemed the most anti-LGBT, the most anti-trans bill in the entire country. I thought we were better than that in Kansas.
The law will also put Kansas domestic violence shelters at risk of losing federal funding by forcing them into non-compliance with anti-discrimination rules. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
A bill that would specify parents' rights in public school classrooms will not become law in Kansas. As Suzanne Perez reports, lawmakers once again failed to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto.
The bill is a pared-down version of a parents' bill of rights that the governor vetoed last year. It would let parents pull their children out of any activity they find inappropriate. Opponents say it would have led to bans on lessons about race, gender, or other controversial topics. Democratic Representative Jerry Stogsdill voted against the override, saying parents can already ask for alternative assignments.
And it seems to me like the Kansas House of Representatives does not see the
the reason to even have local school boards. Everything should be run from here in Topeka, obviously. That's absolutely wrong.
More than two dozen U.S. states have introduced bills that seek to expand parents' rights in schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The state of Kansas will soon have new work requirements for some people receiving food stamps. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill requiring able-bodied Kansans between the ages of 50 and 59 to work 30 hours a week to get food assistance. Kansas Republicans overrode that veto today. Opponents of the bill have said it would take food away from people who need it. Republican Senate President Ty Masterson says people who work fewer than 30 hours a week only need to enroll in work training programs to keep their benefits.
It's like everything has to be built around a government program and a handout. This doesn't forcefully take anybody off. It gives them all the opportunity to work and participate.
Similar work requirements already exist for people under the age of 50. And after waiting for several years, celebrants of the Society of St. Pius X, St. Pius X, will host a consecration ceremony for their new Immaculata Church in St. Mary's. KSNT reports that the consecration is set for May 3rd of this year for what will be one of the largest churches in Kansas with a seating capacity for more than 1,500 people. It will be the largest Society of St. Pius X church in the world. The time is 3:35.
Considered from NPR News. Y'all was like really judging me though.
They sniffed it out. They sniffed out that I was weird.
I was like, I don't know where I'm gonna sit, just like in the movies.
Listen, learn, laugh. Bullseye for maximum fun and NPR.
Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, former columnist E. Jean Carroll continued her testimony today in her lawsuit, sexual assault case trial against Donald Trump. We will also hear from a representative from Montana, Zoe Zephyr. She has been banned from attending or speaking in the Montana State House for the rest of the year. We will also remember the life and career of Jerry Springer, all coming up on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of showers in the morning. 60% chance of rain and a slight chance of storms in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the upper 60s. Temperatures falling through the afternoon. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening and lows in the lower 40s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the mid-40s tonight. Good chance of rain tomorrow afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4 o'clock.
Model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. And the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 63 degrees in Abilene, 68 in Topeka, 69 here in Lawrence. It's 4:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, specializing in repairing foundation damage caused by aging or settling that can lead to water in basements or structural issues. Information at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Coming up in our next few minutes, a conversation with actor Rachel Weisz. Also, we'll get an update of news headlines in just about another 12 minutes. Then, the Biden administration says the end of pandemic border restrictions will not mean an open U.S. border.
Those who arrive at our border and do not have a legal basis to stay will have made the journey only to be quickly removed.
Today, the administration announced new measures designed to discourage illegal border crossings. Joel Rose will tell us all about it coming up on KPR. Ordinary Elephant. There's a bunch of songs that have been called emotionally powerful and vulnerable. They will be bringing their hand-in-glove harmonies to KPR's 70th anniversary celebration with Trail Mix Thursday night, May 4th at the Lead Center Pavilion in Lawrence. Kansas City singer-songwriter Joy Zimmerman opens the concert. Tickets are available at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. You can also get them at the door. This concert is sponsored in part by Kring's Interiors.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
69 degrees in Lawrence, 61, and Emporia, 66 at Fort Riley. It's 420. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. with Stevens, Keep, Michelle Martin, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, a conservation-based destination for families for 90 years, presenting their Giraffe and Friends exhibit, part of the zoo's master plan to bring new features to the zoo. More at topekazoo.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Chance of rain tomorrow morning. Better chance of rain tomorrow afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Temperatures falling throughout the afternoon tomorrow. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
Of showing kids where their parents work. Stocks finished higher today across the board on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas is banning transgender women from women's bathrooms, locker rooms, prisons, and domestic violence shelters. Republican lawmakers voted to enact the law, overriding a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. Supporters, like Republican Representative Brenda Landwehr of Wichita, said it will protect cisgender women in public spaces.
Boys and men do not belong in women's bathrooms. Boys and men do not belong in the juvenile or the prison system with women.
But critics say it could make women less safe by forcing domestic violence shelters to forfeit federal funding. Kansas lawmakers passed a law that will require doctors to tell patients that abortion pills may be reversible, an idea that's largely rejected by medical professionals. As Rose Conlon reports, legislators overrode a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly.
The new law mandates that doctors tell patients the abortion pill mifepristone isn't always effective in ending a pregnancy. The state health department will have to direct patients to information about a hormone treatment that supporters say can help reverse mifepristone's effects. Mainstream medical groups argue that treatment is unproven and unethical. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlon in Wichita.
A bill that would specify parents' rights in public school classrooms will not become law in Kansas. As Suzanne Perez reports, lawmakers once again failed to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto.
The bill is a pared-down version of a parents' bill of rights that the governor vetoed last year. It would let parents pull their children out of any activity they find inappropriate. Opponents say it would have led to bans on lessons about race, gender, or other controversial topics. Democratic Representative Jerry Stogsdill voted against the override, saying parents can already ask for alternative assignments.
And it seems to me like Kansas House of Representatives does not see the reason to even have local school boards. Everything should be run from here in Topeka, obviously. That's absolutely wrong.
More than two dozen U.S. states have introduced bills that seek to expand parents' rights in schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The NFL Draft starts tonight at Union Station in Kansas City. Draft prospects on hand for the first round will begin their journey on the red carpet at the base of Liberty Memorial, right across the street from the train station. Greg Eklund has all the details.
There is 6,000 square feet of red carpet that overlooks the North Lawn and the NFL Draft Theater, as it's called, in front of Union Station. NFL Senior Event Manager Steve Farrago says the prospects will also be bombarded by media interviews before heading to the green room inside Union Station.
They do have some pre-scheduled interviews with the NFL Network, and then each kind of setup has their own content capture, whether it's, again, highlighting their outfits, interviewing them, asking about their journey.
The NFL Draft will continue through Saturday in Kansas City. I'm Greg Eklund.
You're listening to KPR. The time is 4:35.
This is...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Breakfast, they say, is the most important meal of the day. And Morning Edition brings you the most important news of the day.
Yo, Chris, what is a yo-yo car sale?
And also stories like that. We're asking the tough questions.
So if I'm a Beyoncé fan, what is the process of getting a ticket?
We take the world as it comes, and you can come along with us on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 a.m. on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. You'll always hear Morning Edition on KPR. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then economic growth slowed in the first 3 months of 2023. That gives our very own Eeyore of NPR, Scott Horsley, the opportunity to tell us how terrible things are. He will have an overview of gross domestic product coming up shortly here on KPR. We will also learn more about a new startup that has to do with AI and using AI versions of performers to create new songs. It's very complicated. It's going to be a mess legally, but we're going to talk about that all coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, a conservation-based destination for families for 90 years, presenting their Giraffe and Friends exhibit, part of the zoo's master plan to bring new features to the zoo. More at topekazoo.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, good chance of rain in the afternoon. Could see a thunderstorm here or there. 69 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
But can he change the movers and shakers' minds as well as make them laugh? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in just about a minute. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include ECMC Foundation, working to improve post-secondary educational outcomes for underserved students through evidence-based innovation. Learn more at ecmcfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of showers in the morning, 60% chance of rain, and a slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon with highs in the upper 60s, but temperatures falling through the afternoon, 40% chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the lower 40s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Topeka, 64 in Abilene, and the time is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery in the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence, reimagining spacious and unique office solutions with flexible lease terms for the future of co-working. Details at CiderGallery.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we'll talk about new rules regarding the death penalty in Florida. We will hear from Brittany Griner, met the press today ahead of the WNBA season. Learn about some of the high-tech challenges to agriculture. And the woman who accused Emmett Till in 1955 has now died. Those stories and more coming up on KPR. Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have classical music. We have Classics Live at 7 o'clock, then Destiny Ann Mermegan is your host. It's Thursday, so we'll hear some tango music tonight. Also some Prokofiev and Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks, all coming your way tonight on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for KPR Presents at 7 o'clock. Lows in the mid-40s tonight under mostly cloudy skies, mostly cloudy again tomorrow. Slight chance of showers in the morning, 60% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the upper 60s with temperatures falling throughout the afternoon. It's 65 degrees at Fort Riley, 62 in Chanute, 64 in Abilene. The time is 20 minutes past 5. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, serving the needs of Douglas County businesses and residents by offering over 20 programs for job readiness training in trades, transportation, healthcare, and applied technologies. Information at peasleytech.org.
News headlines coming your way in just about a minute. Stay tuned. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Manhattan, 71 in Topeka. The time is 5:30.
News, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A bill that would specify parents' rights in public school classrooms will not become law in Kansas. As Suzanne Perez reports, lawmakers once again failed to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto.
The bill is a pared-down version of a parent's bill of rights that the governor vetoed last year. It would let parents pull their children out of any activity they find inappropriate. Opponents say it would have led to bans on lessons about race, gender, or other controversial topics. Democratic Representative Jerry Stogsdill voted against the override, saying parents can already ask for alternative assignments.
And it seems to me like the Kansas House of Representatives does not see the reason to even have local school boards. Everything should be run from here in Topeka, obviously. That's absolutely wrong.
More than two dozen U.S. states have introduced bills that seek to expand parents' rights in schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The state of Kansas will soon have new work requirements for some people receiving food stamps. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill requiring able-bodied Kansans between 50 and 59 years of age to work 30 hours a week to get food assistance. Kansas Republicans overrode that veto today. Opponents of the bill have said it would take food away from people who need it. Republican Senate President Ty Masterson says people who work fewer than 30 hours only need to enroll in work training programs to keep their benefits.
Like everything has to be built around a government program and a handout. This doesn't forcefully take anybody off. It gives them all the opportunity to work and participate.
Similar work requirements already exist for people under the age of 50. The NFL draft begins tonight at Union Station in Kansas City. Draft prospects on hand for the first round will begin their journey on the red carpet at the base of Liberty Memorial. Greg Eklund has the details.
There is 6,000 square feet of red carpet that overlooks the North Lawn and the NFL Draft Theater, as it's called, in front of Union Station. NFL Senior Event Manager Steve Fargo says the prospects will also be bombarded by media interviews before heading to the green room inside Union Station.
They do have some pre-scheduled interviews with the NFL Network, and then each kind of setup has their own content capture, whether it's, again, highlighting their outfits, interviewing them, asking about their journey.
The NFL draft will continue through Saturday in Kansas City. I'm Greg Eklund.
This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
Bullseye. Our show is about culture, and when we get into it, we really get into it. when I talk to my therapist, it's not like, oh, what are we going to talk about this week? There's all this stuff to find, you know?
Kumail Nanjiani, one of many to have accused me of conducting a non-licensed therapy session. Bullseye, though, a lot cheaper. In-depth every week on Bullseye for Maximum Fun and NPR.
Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
That's on your KPR One stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
Stay tuned. We'll have an update of news headlines coming your way in just about 12 minutes. We'll have a conversation with Representative Zoe Zephyr of Montana. She's a state lawmaker who has been barred from the State House floor. We'll find out why. We'll remember the life and career of Jerry Springer and learn more about the new refiguring of Dead Ringers, formerly a David Cronenberg film, now a streaming series. Rachel Weiss is the actress. We will speak with her and one of the screenwriters coming up on KPR. Stay tuned. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Slight chance of showers tomorrow morning. 60% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tomorrow afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Temperatures falling through the afternoon. It's 65 degrees at Fort Riley, 66 in Lawrence, 71 in Topeka at 10 minutes before 6.
Duke Foundation.
The Daily Show's Roy Wood Jr. will be the headliner at this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner. But can he change the movers and shakers' minds as well as make them laugh? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations for Morning Edition. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.